33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The world, it seems, is going to pot. This week, Canada voted to legalize cannabis, making our neighbors to the north only the second country in the world to do so. The other is Uruguay. But if you are still thinking that times aren't changing, here's another big sign right in our own backyard. The Texas GOP has added to its platform the endorsement of medical marijuana, also giving thumbs up to cannabis decriminalization and a green light to industrial hemp. Frank Snyder is a professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law. He also blogs about marijuana law. Professor Snyder, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Canada's legalization vote, before we go to what's happening here in Texas, what do you know about the details here? This seemed to have happened almost while the rest of the United States was fixated on events at the border.
Yeah, the bill has been banging around for a while. I mean, I think Prime Minister Trudeau back in 2015 was saying he wanted to do it, but it does seem like it sort of snuck up on everybody. There wasn't a lot of coverage on it in the press, but it's now a done deal, so we're all trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah, I guess it's going to take effect in October, as I understand it, now that it's been signed into law. I wonder, what are the international law implications here? Because aren't there treaties and I think Canada's a signatory to all of them when it comes to outlawing recreational use of marijuana?
Yeah, Canada, it will simply be in flat violation of all of its international obligations. I mean, the U.S. has been accused by the UN of violating all of its treaties, but we have kind of a weasel around that by saying, well, it's still illegal at the federal level, so if the states do it, we're not technically in non-compliance. But now that, you know, the Canadian Parliament's doing it, there's no room for it. They're clearly in violation of the agreements. Whether anything will be done or whether the treaties will get changed, which I think may happen, is an open question.
Well, let's ease down south of the border just a bit. Will this have any effect on opinion or, for that matter, policy here in the U.S., do you think?
Oh, I think it has to. I mean, Canada is a G7 nation. It is culturally, this may offend Canadians, culturally it's the closest country to the United States. And I think that having a neighbor state, a member of NAFTA, a highly respected government take this step is bound to send a signal to many people who are on the fence that you know, maybe legalization is not the disaster that some folks are worried about.
Why do you think it is that the Texas Republican Party is now endorsing things like decriminalization, medical marijuana? What's behind that move?
Well, I think there are three strains, actually. The first is Texas Republicans tend to be libertarian on most issues, and therefore the sort of, you know, leave me alone in my own house kind of thing registers more strongly with Texas Republicans than some other. Second, there's been a lot of interest in the Texas GOP as to medical marijuana. I mean, the very limited bill we have was a Republican-sponsored bill.
Right.
So there's a group of legislators who've been very interested in that. And third, I think there's the economic development issue. I mean, hemp is potentially a big crop in Texas, and governments are always looking for more money. So I think it's all three of those things, plus the stigma that's just gone down. And I would add the fact that Colorado and Oregon have not gone to pot, so to speak. I mean, they seem to be working things out quite reasonably. And people are looking at that and saying, well, maybe the sky won't fall in if we legalize.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're not altogether surprised by the move that the Texas Republican Party is taking when it comes to the platform.
Oh, I don't want to say that I'm not surprised. I think that's much quicker than I or almost anyone probably expected. I just think there has been more support in the GOP. There's a group called Republicans Against Marijuana Prohibition that's been very active. I'm actually quite surprised that they just went ahead and did it right now, and especially at the margin that they got. It was like 80-20 or something in the voting. That struck me as a major sea change and gives me a lot of optimism going forward.
How close do you think Texas is to full-on green-lighting recreational marijuana?
Well, closer than I would have said a few days ago. The decriminalization is a big step. I seriously doubt that in the next legislature we're going to see much push for it. I think Texas is going to go slow and try to see whether or not decriminalization has had any effect and watch a little more what's going on in the other states. But, 4 years from now, I wouldn't take any I wouldn't bet against the fact that we might have recreational pot here. I mean, the feds might deschedule it. The progress has just been enormous.
Frank Snyder is a professor of law at Texas A&M University School of Law and an expert in marijuana business law. Professor Snyder, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me. Have a great afternoon.